The whole crowd was trying to touch him because power went out from him, which cured all. And so we have the mystery of the mystical body for today. In the gospel, our Lord is praying, spending all night in prayer in order that those who he would choose to lead his hierarchical church, the apostles, would be faithful to his doctrine. And so we have a great truth to reflect upon, that we have a dogmatic faith. We do not have a faith that is based on feelings and emotions and the winds of the day, but we have a faith that is established firmly on the rock, and that faith is guided by St. Peter and all the apostles in union with him. So special was this grace to mankind that our Lord in his sacred humanity would spend all night in prayer in order that they would not abandon him. And so he sought to teach us constantly to pray for the leaders of Holy Mother Church so that they hand on those perennial truths until the end of time, which is an impossibility for them to do. For all those who are united with the Vicar of Christ, truly, as it were, hand on those saving doctrines of truth, those doctrines that would bring salvation to all mankind. And we must reflect upon this in our day and in our age, because so often even those within the church are being guided not by the dogmatic faith of Holy Mother Church, but by the feelings and emotions which we are taught by this modern world to give sway to. And so we corrupt the doctrine of Almighty God, basing our faith on the feelings and emotions of the moment and of the time. And yet we know that the truths of our holy faith transcend all human feelings and all human emotions. And indeed, often our feelings and emotions are in accord with our faith, but as the saints point out, more often than not, they are not. And if our faith was based on our feelings and emotions, then it would be changing constantly throughout the day. And indeed, that is precisely what the Protestant Revolution unleashed on mankind, a faith based on feelings and emotions, and hence a faith that ultimately abandoned even Christ. For it is very common within the Protestant community to deny the very divinity of Christ in the flesh, and most certainly to reject the maternal mediation of the Mother of God. It is one of those seductive philosophies and human traditions, not based on the perennial truths that Christ handed on to the apostles, but based on perhaps those worst of all cosmic powers, human feeling and human emotion, because no one can manipulate them more than the enemy of humanity, that is, Satan himself. And so we must turn and grant and witness to those truths that the faith defended. Indeed, St. Francis of Assisi, when he compiled the rule for his Franciscan order, within the first precept, we were to give filial obedience to the Pope and all his lawfully elected successors. Further, St. Francis would, from the very beginning, point out that anyone who would come to follow that form of life must be questioned on the Catholic faith and on the reception of the sacraments, and anyone who was found wanting in these things was to be dismissed from the pursuit of religious life. And so we see very clearly that at the heart of the corruption of all religious life in the church, whether it be those who are called apart by God or those who are called to live the religious life in the world, is the rejection of the perennial truths taught by Jesus Christ in order that we may follow our feelings and our emotions, and hence be subject to those powers and principalities whom our Lord came to destroy. And so let us thoroughly resolve this day and in this age to have our faith based on what it is intended to be based on, that is, the truths revealed by Almighty God and the Apostle whom he has given sway over those truths. And so we must constantly defend the prerogatives of the Vicar of Christ, because he teaches and tells each and every member of the mystical body how they are to live out their faith, what they are to be faithful to, and what they are to look for. Often it is, we see very clearly, the corruption in modern society is based not on the truths of Almighty God, but on some form of human teaching, human tradition that has invaded even the religious life within the church, and most especially the priesthood. And so there are many who go about doubting the perennial truths of the church. There are some who question even the fidelity that married couples are called to. And unfortunately, sometimes this questioning even comes from those who are incorporated into the hierarchy of the church, saying that as long as a couple truly loves each other from the bottom of their hearts, God is not offended by how they live their life and express that love. Of course, we know that is not true, for it is a truth that Almighty God would ultimately give up his life in order to seal humanity in that truth. And so we must not depart even from one iota, or as our Lord said, not from one dot or not from one tittle of the law. For he came not, as it were, to impose the law by the way of a tyrant, but he came to impose the law, if we want to use the expression, by way of love, that love he would show on Mount Calvary for all mankind. And so, if we want to live in the freedom of citizens of Christ, as St. Paul tells us in his first in the first reading from today's Gospel, we must be empty of all the vain and seductive philosophies of modern mankind, and most especially where they have worked their way into Holy Mother Church herself. We must depart from these traditions of men in order to hold fast to the traditions of Almighty God. And St. Paul tells us very clearly that is the freedom of the faith that we live in. And we must understand the nature of freedom, for as our Lord would point out in today's Gospel, that through him all truth comes into the world. Indeed, the saving miracles that we are constantly to look for come to us through the mystical body of Christ. And so we must be thoroughly convinced that God does not work miracles outside of Holy Mother Church, for they would by that very nature witness to the error. And so there are many who go about claiming that miracles are worked in false religions, whether it be Islamism, whether it be whether it be Buddhism or Hinduism or even Protestantism. And it is not true, for St. Alphonsus clearly points out to us that it is impossible for God to witness to error. And so we must understand the nature of a true miracle. A true miracle is intended for the edification of the one who receives it and in order to draw souls into the true kingdom of Almighty God, that is, Holy Mother Church, so that we may live in that freedom which we receive from Holy Mother Church. What is that freedom? It is none other than an imitation of the freedom by which the Mother of God existed. That is, she was truly the free woman because she was the woman incapable of sin. And often we mistake the powers of our free will with living in freedom. If we use our free will in order to pursue a life of sin, we do not live in the freedom of God. We live in the slavery of Satan. And so we are truly free when we are incapable of sinning. And so it is through Holy Mother Church that we all receive the graces to imitate the Blessed Virgin Mary and that most profound aspect of her life, her constant fiat, her constant yes to Almighty God, her constantly doing the will of Almighty God, her never committing sin or never offending God. And so, if we truly seek to be transformed into the Immaculate, then we must be true citizens of the heavenly kingdom, that is, good citizens of the church first, and that necessarily makes us good citizens